Welcome back, Jonathan. Well, the King and Queen, they're in the US. It's a much talked about trip, and it's a bit of a diplomatic mercy mission for the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Yes, I've just been over at my desk watching what's been happening. So they've been at the White House, they've met the President, they've been given a bit of a tour of the White House, they've gone to see the new beehives, which are shaped like miniature White Houses. I'm sure everyone enjoyed that. And the King tomorrow will be addressing Congress. That's going to be really significant. The only other time a British monarch has done that was his mother, I think in 1991, perhaps.
That is correct.
Oh, thank you. And
you win a prize.
He'll also be attending a state dinner. So a lot happening for the King. But you're right, this is coming at a pretty awkward time for UK-US relations. Donald Trump has been incredibly critical of the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, for not coming out to help him in the war in Iran, for failing to send ships to the Strait of Hormuz to secure it, for not letting them immediately use bases in their bombing campaign.
It's a relationship that's really under strain because we've seen Trump attack multiple allies. I wish I could be a fly on the wall listening to how the King and the Queen discuss their experiences. But ultimately, do you think it's going to help? Do you think that something like this will appeal to Donald Trump and improve those relationships?
You know, I think Trump operates in this kind of hierarchy of status and fame, and he probably is the most famous person in the world. But when you look at the kind of reverence he has for the royal family, it's clear that that relationship really matters to him. This isn't a cynical thing. He loves being in proximity to the royals. He loves the pomp and the pageantry. If we think back to September last year, there was a huge state visit with Trump going to the UK. He stayed at Windsor Castle. There was this, you know, really amazing state dinner, hundreds of people there. They threw everything at it. But afterwards, what was the result of that? Well, Trump threatened to seize Greenland, a NATO territory. He belittled British troops who served in Afghanistan. He called Royal Navy ships toys. He continued to savage the British Prime Minister. He continued to make fun of Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London. He's, you know, continuing to cast doubt on that relationship. So I think it's very clear that, yes, it might help in the short term. Mm. It might be great this week, but Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
I do think that we know Donald Trump is transactional, but I feel like that transaction definitely has a shelf life, as you're saying, that the big gesture buys you a little bit of grace, but it's not forever.
No, that's absolutely right. So, you know, when we see Charles speak to Congress tomorrow, we're expecting him to say that our countries always find a way to come back together to kind of acknowledge that difference. But we're not expecting anything amazing.
Jonathan, it's been so good to talk to you. I can't wait to speak to you next week.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Decoding America is a new podcast by Guardian Australia and was recorded on Gadigal land. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria, sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo, theme composed by Joe Koning. The executive producer is Hannah Parks. I'm Regid Ahmed. Jonathan and I will be back next week in your full story feed.